Bob Mitchell grew up in a vibrant neighborhood.
We had the cleaners, ice cream parlors, the type of amenities that make a community whole.
But over the years, the community changed.
As Fresno continued to grow, West Fresno began to see its demise. It is just a shell of what it once was.
Now, many of those amenities are gone, but it does have heavy industrial facilities and lots of low-income housing units. And by many measures, it's one of the unhealthiest places in the state.
And so what we see in Southwest Fresno is the result of multiple forces coming together to create a community where poverty, racial segregation go hand in hand with a history of poor environmental choices, poor planning choices that create communities that don't work in lots of ways for people and produce multiple kinds of health problems.
John Kapitman is the executive director of the Central Valley Health Policy Institute at Fresno State. He's the author of a 2012 report finding that West Fresno residents have a life expectancy as much as 20 years less than nearby wealthier neighborhoods.
It's a dramatic difference, and it's a big difference by international scale. It's kind of like comparing Mali and Japan.
And according to a new tool from the California EPA, the 93706 zip code, which includes West Fresno, is a community that's most vulnerable to environmental burdens in the state. Compared with other California zip codes, it ranks in the 93rd percentile for groundwater threats and in the 96th percentile or above for pesticide use, cleanup sites, low birth weight babies, poverty, and asthma. West Fresno didn't become this way overnight. In the early 1900s, ethnic communities and affordable housing were primarily located in Southwest Fresno. As the city grew to the north and east, these demographics, as well as heavy industrial facilities, became established in the corner of the city. Areas with this development pattern are known as environmental justice communities, and they're found across the country, says UC Davis professor Jonathan London. He's the author of a report that analyzed the most socially and environmentally vulnerable communities in the region, including West Fresno.
It's about a pattern of how systematically certain populations, typically people of color and low-income people, get saddled with bad stuff and don't have access to the good stuff. And I think West Fresno is definitely a good example of that pattern.
In West Fresno, this disparity emerged out of decisions, likely well-intentioned ones, to create jobs in the area and clean it up. But those economic goals came at the expense of community well-being. That's according to scholar Miriam Zook, who wrote her doctoral dissertation about downtown revitalization's impact on the existing communities there.
Part of it perhaps was not strong enough community power, not a strong enough voice to counter or to ensure that these economic development goals go hand in hand with quality of life and environmental health goals. And you know, it seems like those are the same kinds of debates that are playing out today.
City Hall is currently grappling with two contentious issues related to West Fresno. One is Darling International's odorous rendering plant. It obtained a Fresno County permit about 60 years ago. But the facility was annexed into the city in 1971 and has operated without a conditional use permit or CUP since then. City Council member Oliver Baines represents West Fresno.
The community's position is just be fair to West Fresno. If you would make this facility get a conditional use permit in Northeast Fresno, make sure that they're required to get one in Southwest Fresno.
The concerned citizens of West Fresno has sued Darling and the city to force the plant to comply with the zoning law. Bob Mitchell, who we met earlier, is a member of the group.
We certainly would like for Darling to be relocated and operate in an area that is not surrounded by a community of individuals and their homes.
The other issue is a proposed change to a citywide law that would allow large-scale farming operations on land that is zoned for single-family homes. The proposed change is paid for by Granville Homes. If approved, it would pave the way for Granville to plant a 360-acre almond orchard in Southwest Fresno. It would be located on the former Running Horse property, which was supposed to be a luxury home development and golf course until those plans fell through. Earlier this month, West Fresno resident and physician Venice Curry expressed concern that the proposed farm, now called Mission Ranch, could expose residents to dust, pesticides, and more pollution.
The idea of farming 50,000 trees and the amount of dust that it would kick up is a direct problem for those of us who are exposed to the dust.
The potential health effects of the farm are also a sticking point for Councilmember Baines. He says Granville is addressing these concerns.
I wanted to make sure that as Granville and their farming operation was looking to do this for kind of an interim period, that we didn't miss those very important health impacts and we didn't miss the important water issues that come along sometimes with farming operations.
As city officials move forward with these issues, Bain says they should take into account the combined health impacts of all the existing facilities in Southwest Fresno.
So individually, you know, one facility like that may not rise to the level of being a health risk as one. But what happens is when you locate lots of facilities like that in a concentrated area like they do in West Fresno, then what you have are the cumulative health impacts.
That idea resonates with academics and community advocates like Bob Mitchell.
We are inundated with enough bad health issues caused by the cumulative effect of what we have. We're constantly fighting against those things which we see are detriments to the growth and the benefit of our community.
The City Council is expected to meet this week in closed session regarding concerned citizens of West Fresno's lawsuit. The Council is expected to vote November 7th on the proposed change to the zoning law. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.